Bienvenue, fellas, to another episode of Let's Talk About Scam. If you're new here, this is a series where I rewatch episodes of Scam and then break them down scene by scene and just talk about everything, discuss all of that. I'm going to be talking about Scam France episode 5 of season 2. Okay, so do I need to do a recap? I watched the last episode, episode 4, and I was severely disappointed. Nothing really happened. It was a filler episode, but now I'm on to episode 5, and this is where things get more, I guess you can say. So, I guess I can recap a little. The episode after that, in the last episode, Manon slept over at Charles's house after we left off at them. She stayed over at his house for no reason at all. She could have went home, but she didn't go home because. Alright, let's just get into episode 5, okay? Right, so this episode starts off with Manon coming home from the country house. Sorry. What's her face? Alexia's grandmother's country house. Sorry. Okay, Manon is home and she sees Mika giving her clothes away. So Mika says she should give her striped t-shirts and long plaid jackets and skinny jeans to the Syrian refugees. Manon's like, what the hell is going on? Give me back my striped shirts and my skinny jeans. Next day at school, Manon and Emma are donating clothes. Jeez, okay. And you know what I really wish? That Manon had more going on. Like, hobbies. I wish she had hobbies. Like, I don't know, photography. That would have really fit all Manon's character. Photography, art. Like, she seems pretty artsy, right? They only do it in Scam Austin, I think. They have Grace, who's Nora in that remake, have things to do other than falling for Daniel, who was William, that remake. You know, Nora needed some hobbies, I'm just realizing that. Like, all of them needed some hobbies. Like, what do they do in their free time, other than talk about dudes? Let's get into painting or yoga. Daphne, like, exercises, she works out, I guess that's a hobby. But, yeah, they didn't really do any of that in any of the remakes, other than Austin. And I think NL, Nora and NL had singing. She sang. She was a singer. Yeah, but why couldn't Manon donating clothes be like helping people be like her thing? Could have been a thing. That would have been nice for them to add some more stuff to these characters. You know, flesh them out a little bit more. What kind of hobbies do you think would have fit for Nora? Any suggestions? Okay, so Emma tells Manon that Luca and what's her face? Sarah. His girlfriend Sarah. They broke up. Sad. And then Emma talks about Jan's girlfriend. She's like wondering why Jan doesn't talk to her. Maybe because you guys broke up. Maybe that's why. I have a feeling that's why, Emma. Maybe. Manon's just like, oh, okay, yeah. She's just convinced that Jan still has feelings for her. She's like, oh my god, he still loves me. He wants me, Manon. He just doesn't know it yet. So yeah, someone please make this make sense, okay? Honestly, I don't know why. I need to stop talking about Emma. I need to stop talking about Ava and Jonas and Jan. I need to stop. Because every time I talk about them, I get mad. Because everyone's always like, oh my god, they're so cute. They're not. I wish it could be the other way around. Jan jealous of Emma, all that dating and stuff. Finding herself and all that. And, you know, he's just there being his old cheater self. Right? Feeling like an asshole. They did something similar in Scam Germany, Druk. I can't remember though, but it was different, I know that. I cannot be the only one who's mad about what they did with this character. How do you feel about Emma as a character? Tell me, please. So yeah, Emma asks Manon about her and Charles. Manon's like, bitch, there's no me and Charles. But because remember, Emma knows about Manon and Charles' date. She found out that they're amazing at detective skills. And she tells her about the hookup auction. They don't really call it that in this one, but I'm gonna call it that. So when the girls pay to hook up with guys. So Manon sees Jan hanging out around his older girlfriend, Miss Anna. And then she runs into Charles, the stalker. Where the hell did he come from? Manon is just sitting there, you know, chilling by herself. And Charles is just like, hey, I'm gonna bother her for a second. Where did you come from, sir? I mean, I've said this before, I found Charles kind of creepy and stalkerish. Is it just me? Maybe it's all the Williams, right? Maybe they're all just, like, mega stalkers, and I'm just not realizing it. Because Charles makes it so freaking obvious. So yeah, they talk about the hookup auction, and she says it's prostitution. Manon says he's just wasting money, right? With this hookup auction, it's a waste of money. Manon is like, why can't you use this money for people who could actually use it? You asshole, Charles. You suck and you're selfish, and I'm never going out with you because you suck. I would never like you because you're a douchebag who doesn't care about other people. But yeah, you know how this episode ends, Manon. So she gives him the idea to donate money to the refugees, already making him a better man. Manon, nice job. Okay, next day, and in this scene, Manon doesn't bring Daphne any food, like lunch, because in the OG, she brought her some lunch, right? She's like, here, eat this. But she doesn't do that in this one. They do it in some of the other remakes, though. In Austin, they did it for no reason, because it's not the same thing as OG. So Charles texts Manon saying he will be donating some of the money from the auction to refugees. And then Manon's like, okay, yep, I'm going to the party now. That's him, this scene. I love Manon's jacket. It's great. She dresses the best. Now we're going to the party. The hookup auction. And Emma sees Jan kissing his girlfriend. And she's sad about that. But it's different. It's different. Instead of Manon explaining it to her like an OG, they just see it. I like that change. So it's the party now. And I just realized that the soundtrack is not as fun as it was in the first season. It's not as good. I love all the songs in season 2 of OG Scam. Like, they had the best soundtrack for me. Season 2 and 3 had the best soundtrack. Anyway, she approaches Jan while he's with his girlfriend. Just think about Emma from season 1. Totally different person. What happened? It's like she went through some kind of traumatic experience. What was so traumatic? The amazing breakup sex. Emma is annoying Jan while he's with his girlfriend. Not a good look. And then she finds Luca to annoy him as well. And yeah. I'm not laughing. This isn't really funny. Nope. I was watching this episode and I went down to the comment section of the episode. People are like, oh my god, Emma's so funny. She's a riot. Right? You're like, oh my god, drunk Emma's like hilarious. Okay. And then we have creepy Alexander and Daphne. And then Emma's there too. She's everywhere in this scene. And then Manon confronts Charles, says he's doing the auction to get close to her. That is correct, sir. Ugh. Emma and Daphne making out. It's just them being sexualized. Alex is standing there watching in delight. And I saw some other comments about it too a long time ago. I didn't really think anything of it, but now that I'm watching it when I'm older, like, what year is it? What is going on? Okay, it's not even funny. And then Charles, he asks Manon if she loves him. Love? He says love. Is a little too early for that, my friend. I don't know if it's the translation, but he says love. What did you do to her? What did you do to each other that would make you love one another like that? I'm pretty sure he's just saying that, okay? He doesn't actually mean love. In OG, I think William was like, tell me you have feelings for me. It was not like love. Tell me you love me. Okay, so, like, I mean, I love you is kind of, like, a lot later in a relationship, I think. Like, after a while of courting, the first I love yous are very iconic. But yeah, Manon says no, and he leaves. She goes after him, and then they make out. A bit underwhelming, like most things in this remake. We have Manon yelling some more about him, about how he sucks. And then they kiss. And that's that. They're together. I like the song. The song is nice. Point. There you go. I like the song. And then Daphne sees them kissing and is, of course, crushed. And then end of episode and end of my pain. I didn't like it. Let's get to season 3. All right. I don't know. How did you feel about this episode? Please tell me. Was that too harsh? How do you feel about Manon and Charles? I'm not feeling them. I wish that I did, but I don't. Maybe it's just I don't want to betray Nora and William. Maybe that's it. Or maybe they're just not as fun as them. Not as... the chemistry is just not there. Not really. Not for me. Do they have the same level of chemistry an intimacy as Noah and William do for you guys. This episode was just very disappointing. Like, some parts in OG's Gam of this season was disappointing for me. Like, Ava abusing alcohol to make herself feel better, and us finding it funny for some reason. That didn't sit well with me. But a lot of things in this episode did not sit well for me, for this remake. And it's not even, like, big stuff, right? It's really small stuff that annoy me. I wouldn't say it's a bad show, a bad season. But it's not... It's just me, right? It's just me. Don't take my word for any of this. But that's the end of this episode, so how about we get on to episode 6? I feel like I have time for another episode, right? So let's just move on. Alright, it's Samedi. And Manon is over at Charles's place, watching him sleep. I would too. He's fun to look at. He's a pretty dude. The scene is word for word like the OG. They couldn't change anything. Like, anything. It's exactly the same. Even some shots are similar to OG Scam in this scene. They're even on the same sides of the bed. Come on. Change it up a little bit. Sleep with the foot of the bed. Weird. You know, we're different. We're a different kind of couple. Or, we sleep on the floor. We're different. We're not like other couples, guys. Come on. Change something. Anything. They could have opened this episode with them just eating breakfast or something. Why'd it have to be her in his bed? Like, they're just eating breakfast on his, marble table. Eating Eggs Benedict and, friggin' celery and yogurt. And toast. Anyways, so Manon wants to get a cup of water, but Charles is reluctant for her to leave. Since she left him the last time she slept over before he woke up, or something like that. I don't know what's going on here. But I think I located the problem, maybe. I think. The chemistry is not there. I'm not feeling the chemistry with these two. And it's odd because I heard that they were dating while filming this. They date in real life. And it also feels like they're reading directly from scripts. It doesn't sound natural, is what I'm saying. It's just like, I'm gonna say my line, like, blah, 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 your turn, blah, blah, your turn, blah, 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 your turn. It's like that. But in OG, it was kind of like, you're just chilling and talking for real. Manon has more chemistry with her friends. But yeah, Manon goes to get her water, and she hears Nico. His name is Nico in this, Nicola, and the same thing. Yeah, she hears Nico's shitty playlist from the kitchen, and she sees him. She's like, who the hell is this person in my boyfriend's house? And yeah, Charles is clearly put off that his brother is there. He's in the kitchen now. He's like, whoa, Nico. What the hell are you doing here? And then he tells Manon to leave. Very, very rudely, right? And later on we know this is, like, to protect her, right? Because Nico's a douchebag. We don't get that look of betrayal from Manon. Oh, you know Nora's character, right? She has a hard time trusting people, especially guys. So she has a hard time trusting guys. So that look of betrayal would make sense when he tells her to fuck off. But in this one, here it's a little off. Or maybe it's because she has no pants on in this scene. But anyways, Madden leaves and she's upset. Next scene, and we're in the gym. Okay, so we have Alexia dancing. Why can't we have a season of just Alexia dancing? Just doing flips. Like an entire season. 10 episodes of this. 20 minutes long. Just this. I'd be entertained by that. The girls are in the gym doing gym. Whoa, there's not even a class with them. They're just in the gym doing sit-ups and dancing for fun. But they start talking about how Jan was in a fight. I think it's different here. How did that happen to OG again? Wasn't it after that party? I think it was Emma or Ava with a guy, and then Jan or Jonas got mad and punched the guy. Did Jonas actually have feelings for Ava in that season? Or was it just Ava? I don't know. I don't know if that's clear, but he had a girlfriend, so I have no idea. A girlfriend who kind of disappeared in season 3. Where did she go? Isabel. They never talk about her. I just realized that. She's gone. She disappeared. Anyways, that doesn't matter. So, yeah, Jan. They're talking about how Jan's girlfriend is telling Jan to stay away from Emma. And, you know, we know that Daphne saw Manon kissing Charles. I totally forgot about that for a second. For like 2 seconds, I forgot that happened in like the last episode I was talking about. But yeah. Daphne knows, and she's kind of behaving the same way Bilda did in OG, but not like really. She is kind of giving her the cold shoulder. Like, she gave Manon this look. It's just that look that girls like give each other when they have beef. I've given that look many times in the past. I know that look. I know that look conveys. I don't know if it's the same thing as an OG, but it's kind of different, as I already said. And Daphne is looks visibly mad at Manon. Manon looks guilty as hell. I think I prefer that than what we got in OG. I didn't like what Vilda was doing. The whole, oh, I'm testing you. It wasn't really realistic. And the other remakes, they changed that, thankfully. Or most of them, I think. But yeah, you would be pissed off if your friend started dating your crush. And you're telling your friend about how much you love this guy. Your friend knows that you've had a crush on this guy for like a year. And then you see this friend who you have talked to your crush about for years, poured your heart out about this guy to her. And then you see that friend macking on the guy that you're talking about with a crush. You would be pissed as hell. This is a clear violation of girl code. There's gotta be consequences. But no, in OG, Vilda was just like, oh my god, I was just testing you. Yeah. I just wanted to see if you would tell me the truth or whatever, right? She's not even mad. I mean, I know why she's not mad, right? She was kind of relieved, but still, you would be mad. They could have really went into that. Okay, they could have done something with that. I don't remember if they did that in OG. I remember in Scam Austin, the Vilda there, I can't remember, Kelsey, she was like very mad at Grace. She was like ignoring her, and I love that. You would be ignored, you'd be given the cold shoulder, snide remarks, passive aggressiveness. Yeah, later, Manon is in the bathroom, and she's avoiding Charles. She's, like, not picking up his calls. He's trying to call her, but she's like, go away. And they do the lipstick thing, and it seems kind of unnecessary, because they didn't really do it properly in the date episode. I mean, I don't know if they were trying to do it in the episode. So yeah, Manon is in the washroom. She's looking at herself in the mirror, and she decides to put on her lipstick. And in OG, that was the reason why she did that, I think, was because she was putting her barrier back up, right, with Charles, or William. Nora was putting her barrier back up. That's what the lipstick represented. They didn't even do it in the last episode, really, because there's this thing I saw in the comments about how Nora's lipstick disappeared when she kissed William, and I just took that as the director just didn't want lipstick on the actress' face when they were kissing. Some people took that as a metaphor, you know, her barrier just coming down, just accepting William or something, and they didn't do that in this one. Maybe because it's just because lipstick and didn't want to get on the actor's face or whatever, right? But then they do it in the bathroom, and it just isn't, I don't know, she puts it on and takes it off, right? And that's the end of it. And then we don't even meet Mari in this scene. Remember Mari from OG? She was the person who told Nora about William and Nico's past, his sister and all that, and how Nico's kind of a psychopath. And she saw her at the party and explained everything. You didn't actually sleep with him, yada yada yada. But yeah, instead we get Luca talking to Manon. I also want to say, I did say this, I enjoyed their friendship in season 3 of Scam Friends. It was cute. It was something that I like that they added, right? They didn't really, like, Nora and Isaac weren't close at all in OG Scam, but here they got a little friendship going, and I feel like that made sense. So Luca was having a heated phone conversation. I think he was talking actually to Alexander, because of the whole fight thing, right? They were like talking and planning or whatever. And Manon, you know, she sees him being all frustrated, and she gives him an offer to talk. She's like, "Hey, bro, you want to talk?" He's like, "Okay, whatever, sure." I like that they added this in this season to, like, foreshadow their friendship later on. And then Charles tackles Manon in order to talk to her, because she's been avoiding him. And he asks why she's not talking to him. Sir, maybe because you kind of were shit to me in front of your brother? Maybe that's why? He says what happened had nothing to do with her. And he says he just didn't want to flaunt their love in front of his brother's face because he had his heart broken recently. Aww. And we all know that that's bullshit. Nico's a piece of shit, and that's why Charles is like, yeah, we're not doing this in front of him. Anyways, the kiss and makeup at the end. And they do this thing where Madden kind of pushes Charles away when people walk into the classroom, so no one sees. And like, so people saw, so why didn't anyone gossip? This is high school. People clearly saw them together. It's Charles, one of the most popular guys in school, and then Madden, they're making out. Oh my God, Cindy, did you hear? Madden and Charles from like third year, they're making out in a classroom. No, Linda told me. Yeah, it's totally true. Tongue. She was up close and personal, sis. She was right there. She walked right in. She saw everything. I think Margaret got on her phone. Yeah, I think she filmed it. Oh my God, she got pics, like high res. Yeah. Anyways, it's the next day. And Iman and Alexi are talking about the beard thing. Iman decides to hold Daphne's drink, her alcoholic drink, her beverage, and so Alexia decided to take a picture and was like, a funny caption. Iman is being judged for it. Right? Iman's like, whatever, fuck them, they don't know shit. And then Daphne talks about Charles, oh, but not for the reason that you think, right? She totally knows that Charles and Madden are a thing. Like, they're together. She's probably mad about it. I don't really know how they're doing that, but what they're doing in this remake. She doesn't really seem angry. At first she did, but now I'm just like. And meanwhile, Charles is texting Manon, cute texts, because they're a couple. And yeah, Daphne is talking about Charles and how he and his brothers, they sleep around a lot around this time of year before graduation. And she's like, oh yeah, Charles is totally gonna do that too. And this is just Daphne testing Manon, and then Manon is upset about this information Daphne shares. She somehow forgot that Charles is known for sleeping around and being kind of a shit guy. It's fine though, because Manon is not like other girls, so she's gonna change him. But all Noras do, and it works. So she meets up with Charles and tells him that it's not going to work. Okay, they're over. We're done. You suck. She's like, you can go ahead and sleep around and do whatever. I don't care. And she knows that he lied about his brother because Daphne also said that Nico also sleeps around and he's also doing it in college and all that. Says, Manon lies too, right? She lied about Daphne and all that. Manon's like, I'm just trying to protect her. Whatever. Really? Did you? She's like, did you ask Daphne if she wanted to be protected? Yeah, parallels. And Manon ends up spilling her backstory. It's the same as OG. Slight change though. She instead of saying she moved to Norway, leaving Madrid. It's like she moved in with her cousin, Lisa, to get away from her parents, and she calls them once a month. Those are the two changes, basically. But they don't even. I don't think they. Do they do the bad boyfriend thing in this remake? The reason Nora left Madrid, I think. I can't remember if they do that in this remake. They change a lot of things or didn't add something, so I wouldn't be surprised if they took that out too. But so Manon wants to meet Charles's brother, right? She wants to get to know him better. She needs to get to know him, connection and all that. And Charles says if it matters to her, he will introduce her to his brother. And they make up again for like a third time this episode. One, two, second time this episode, actually. And then Manon sees Luca get into Alex's car. Well, I didn't even say that before. That made sense. The foreshadowing. I love foreshadowing, guys. I love it. That made sense, the conversation. And then she sees him get into Alex's car. So she probably brings that up with her friends afterwards. She's like, oh my God, Luca was talking to Alex on the phone, right? And the whole fight thing happens. Ugh. So, end of the episode. And I have some questions. Okay. So, do you think they should have added more to Madden's backstory? I feel like they could have, right? They could have added some stuff. Like, I'm so curious about this character. Like, I wanted to know more about Nora, like, who her family was, like, anything. We didn't get anything in OG Scam. It was just her parents sucked, or she says they sucked, as all teenagers do. She, like, doesn't pay attention to her. They only care about their sex lives and their jobs or something like that. And that's all. But we could have got, like, more. Does she have a dog? Cousins? Well, this one, yeah, she has a cousin. Siblings? She did say she's an only child in OG. Okay, how did you guys feel about this episode? Was it to your liking? Was it better than the OG? Worse? For me, I didn't find it very interesting. Well, maybe it's just because it's a remake. Maybe if I didn't even know what Scam was and I came across this show, maybe I would like it more, but I'm just constantly comparing it to OG Scam. I mean, they're just asking me to compare it to them, right? Because it's exactly the same. So how am I not going to compare? They did not try to change anything. Or they just couldn't, but... You know what I mean? I mean, with the other remakes, I feel like I don't really compare much. Actually, yes, I do. That's a lie. That's a big-ass lie. I do compare all the remakes to OG Scam, especially Season 2 and 1. I compare. I wasn't a big fan of this episode. I wasn't a big fan of any of the episodes this season. Maybe the first one? It's mostly because of Manon. I'm not a fan of her character in this remake. I'm not a fan at all. She's kind of boring. Is it just me? She's a little bit stale. Don't know the right word, but not much. There's just not much there for me for a character. In OG Scam, Nora was just, she's like really, what's the word? There's just something about the way she speaks and talks about things. That's just very enchanting. I guess it's the right word. She's very charming. I think that's what I'm trying to say. I'm in love with Nora. But with Manon, it's just... There's just not much there that I can work with. There's not much I can... that I enjoy about her character. I'm not having fun with Manon. In Season 1, I think she was fine. But in this one, it's not really... I'm not really... As I said many times, I'm not really feeling it. But what do you guys think? How do you guys feel about Manon? I know people really like her. But I personally do not. I don't hate her. I'm just not a fan. I guess. Thank you for listening, though. Thank you. If you listened all the way through, I love you. If you didn't, I still love you. Okay? We're still friends. Feel free to subscribe and like and share to your scam-loving friends. See you later, fellas.